is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Having a child with autism is one of the biggest challenges a parent has to face. At Autism Parenting Magazine, we know there are moments of sadness, anger, and exhaustion. Many times, you feel alone and need support from the autism community. That's why we created the award-winning Autism Parenting Magazine. Every month, we feature the latest coping strategies, therapies, and expert advice for autism parents to inspire and bring hope. Join over 37,000 readers today and get a free issue of Autism Parenting Magazine by going to autismparentingmagazine.com.
It's never too early to start thinking of the next family vacation, but the usual problem always remains. Visit the same place year after year or enjoy a truly unique experience in the mountains of northern New Jersey. The Great Divide Campground has been serving camping enthusiasts for over 50 years, maintaining the idea of camping, just refining it each and every year. Guests are able to bask in the sun and fun of the scenic Appalachian Mountains by day and take in the moonlight by night. The Great Divide Campground features full events calendar with live music, a lake for fishing and boating, and a brand new playground for the kids. The Great Divide Campground has fully furnished air-conditioned cabin rentals available with plenty to do or not to do, depending on your idea of a vacation. The Great Divide Campground is less than an hour away from Newton, New Jersey. More information available online at campthegreatdivide.com or by phone at 973-383-4026. 973-383-4026. The Great Divide Campground, just a stone's throw away from the city.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at AutismDonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction as always. It's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. We have a very special guest today who has created a wonderful program. It's called Life with Joy. And it really is a truly remarkable program that gives young adults with autism the right to dream and find happiness and live independently as possible in a very safe, educational, and nurturing environment. I'd like to give a warm welcome to my guest today, Susan Kolb.
Hi, Paul, and thanks for the great introduction.
You're very welcome. And, we're really excited to have you on. I know tomorrow you have a huge event, one of your biggest fundraisers of the year. If you would just want to start off telling our audience a little bit about the event tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow is our one-year anniversary for moving into the Life with Joy house at 3 Fox Run in Andover. It's a 3,500-square-foot house, so we have lots of room for teaching, and we use every room for the purpose of enriching the lives of our young adults with autism and their families. And we're on almost 4 acres in beautiful farm country, and we grow our own vegetables, our own herbs, we cook with them, we can our tomatoes, and we're just going to do more and more.
No, that's great. One of the things I wanted to, let our audience know a little bit, how did this all get started?
Well, of course, our son, Arthur, has autism. And, why? Why did God give us a child with autism? I think it was a tremendous opportunity to find purpose and something we can do and give back. Autism is a learning delay disability. And when our young adults graduate out of the school system at 21, they are ready to learn. So we created a system which is teaching them good living skills, teaching them careers, teaching them how to interact, how to socialize, and creating things that actually give back to the community. So many of our young adults with autism, we don't ask why. We don't even ask for a cure. We just say, what can we do with what they have to make them happier, more relaxed, and more productive?
That's so important. You know, you hit on so many important things, especially as we know, aging out of the system after 21, there is no services, there is nothing much for our kids to do, and this is just a fresh, you know, a breath of fresh air to hear that something like this has started and it exists, and it's a tremendous opportunity for our children to have a place to go.
Well, the exciting thing is the Department of Developmental Disabilities, the DDD, has given us the resources, and we want to educate parents so that they can create a life plan for their young adults that will really give them something to do that they want to do. The money is there. When your child ages out of the system, they take a test called the NJCAT, and from that test is determined an amount of money that they deserve to get to support them to have a successful life. You don't have to put your child in a group home. You don't have to put your child in a day program. You can take that money and work with an agency. There are 60 agencies. We work with Community Access Unlimited in Flanders, CAU, and we put together a program for our son, Arthur, using what he does naturally and what he likes to do. Arthur loves animals. He has the right to use his money to take horseback riding, to learn independence, to learn self-reliance, to learn physical skills that he can be proud of. Arthur loves to dig and pick and rip apart things. What does that sound like? It sounds like farming. Instead of letting him sit in the room, rip apart 100 pieces of paper, we put him outside and let him dig in the dirt and plant seeds. And you know what happens? We get tomatoes. So all things that your adult does can be geared to something productive and exciting and life-changing.
You know, that's amazing, Susan. I mean, what you kind of created here, this model, and, you know, obviously you're adding stuff all the time. I know we, you know, spoke the other day about it. And, you know, tell some of the listeners of some of the activities that you guys do in your program.
Okay, so every class has the purpose of either creating a life skill or giving a skill like concentration and self-centeredness. So, of course, yoga. Yoga, our teacher, Sarah Gallman, you guys might know her. She's quite big in the Sussex County community. She's a wonderful teacher, and she teaches meditation and yoga. And the classes are about 10 people. We encourage both the young adults and their DSPs, direct support professionals, and or their parents and loved one to come take a class with us. It's taught in the house, in the great room. We have beautiful skylights. The sun pours in. And it's a wonderful chance to learn a life physical skill, do the work of yoga, and a mental skill of meditation. Time Magazine just had a recent article that they are using mindfulness in the school system and find tremendous results and improvements in behavior, in math, mindfulness. So that's what our yoga teacher teaches. Another class is Garrett Goldsberry. He's a martial arts master from New Jersey Miss Martial Arts Academy. He comes to the house. He teaches boxing, kickboxing. What a wonderful thing with our young adults who don't always have a sense of space, a sense of their own personal power, a sense of themselves in space, and here they are boxing and moving and able to reach out and make contact. We've gotten tremendous results from our boxing classes, and this is another way where a father and son can participate together. And Garrett doesn't teach down. He teaches every single student at the level that they're at. Coordination, concentration, and obviously physical purpose. I think you do some boxing classes, too, so you know what I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, we do. It's tremendous exercise, and it's just the focus and the concentration that it requires and the coordination. It just does incredible things for motor skills, too.
We have three more classes. One, of course, is our agriculture class, and that is the foundation of everything at Life with Joy, because digging in the dirt and smelling the dirt and growing things and the miracle of planting seeds and watering it and getting food. Food really doesn't come from the grocery store. Food really doesn't come in a plastic bag. It really does come as God intended, from a seed, from the ground, from caring for it and watering every day. So every day our students take care of the gardens, both in our greenhouse and outside. And we have agriculture class Tuesday afternoon and Thursday afternoon. We've got tomatoes, peppers, sunflowers, flowers all over the place, garlic, onions, raspberries, strawberries, blueberries. And on Saturday night, if you come to the fundraiser, you can taste some raspberry tarts with raspberries right from the garden.
Oh, that's awesome. That's exciting. There's nothing
don't
like
do
fresh
drum
stuff.
Circle. I'm so sorry. Do you mind if I interrupt?
Go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. We have drum circle on Sunday. Every single Sunday at 1 o'clock, we have either a drum circle or a drum and dance class. And coming together, learning rhythm, learning to be part of a group, learning to play your beat within the silence of the whole piece, it's a wonderful experience for all of us. It's very spiritual, it's educational, and what a wonderful instrument the drum is. John Hawes comes with about 20, 30 different kinds of drums and noise-making instruments and makes sure that everybody gets to circle around and hear the sounds and how to make the different sounds. And everyone just experiences so much joyfulness at the end of every session.
Sounds amazing.
One more class.
It sounds
one
truly
more class.
Amazing.
And that class is the Marafani Drum Dance and Song, the team of Laura Gonzalez and Lisa Gonzalez and Yael. The three ladies teach a drum and dance class, and these ladies will be performing on Saturday night at the fundraiser. They believe that the ancient rhythms of African drums and the joy and the peacefulness and the heartfulness of these ancient beats can cut through the walls of autism. We can't always go inside what our young adults and what our autistic loved ones are experiencing, but we can do something so exciting that we can draw them out. We have people who are deaf who take that class and can dance and respond to the beat. We have a young man who's completely nonverbal. He wanders around through the class, but you can tell from his face and the joy in his face that he is experiencing a real moment in real time that's bringing him happiness. So those are our classes, and most importantly, cooking class, which will start after the fundraiser by Master Chef Gary Kolb, and it will be Saturday afternoons, and I really encourage parents and kids to take it. We're going to teach you bread making and ravioli and some of the pizza that we're serving at the party, calzone, and it'll be just a really fun, great experience.
It sounds truly amazing, Susan, and very exciting for all these different programs that you put together, you know, all the different skills and responsibilities that are involved with all these different activities. And you know, I was curious, how did you come up with the name Life with Joy?
Because that's the whole purpose, that we can actually create a life with joy for people, for all of us, people with disabilities, people with their families. That's the purpose, isn't it? Isn't it? It's not money. It's that's what we're here on Earth for. And you know what? We all have challenges. We all have disabilities. We all have things that we have to overcome. And if we work together and we give and we're creative and we do things for people, like create wonderful food and beautiful flowers, we will have a life with joy.
Well, that's amazing. And, you know, we're just really honored to have you on our program to tell everybody about this wonderful program that you guys started 1 year ago today, as a matter of fact.
Yes, 1 year ago. And I just want to say, I started with the idea that parents that there is funding from the DDD, that you can work with an agency, whether it's CAU or another agency, and you can create a program for your child that encourages them to take the things. So these classes will be covered within their budget. We're in the approval process right now. The classes are $15 a class, but in about 2 months, it will be able to be written into your child's program, so the classes will be free. At the fundraiser, if they sign up for 10 classes, they get a 10% discount. I really encourage you to come. Again, October 8th, doors open at 6:30. The event is 7 to 10. We have a magician, Alex Apter. We have the Marafani Drum Dance and Song Ladies, and we have jazz by Victor Burke Music. And we have lots and lots and lots of good food from the Life with Joy caterers. In the autism community, the cost is $25 for young people and their family. Donors, $75. And you know what? If you can't pay and you just want to come to the door and participate in the raffle and the silent auction, we want you to come and meet us. I can't say more. 3 Fox Run, Andover, 07821. Can I give my phone number?
Absolutely.
201-341-0436. We're on Facebook. We have Life with Joy page. And if you want to email us, lifewithjoyinc@gmail.com. We are a 501c3 charity. Any donations are tax deductible. We have a bronze rating from GuideStar, and we have big plans to do more and more. Our long-term plans are to buy a farm, a second house to house young adults, and eventually a store where we can pay our adults to work and sell the things they create. So we need money to do more good things, and we just want you to come to me tomorrow night and have a great time.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, you've done some really great work already. If you don't mind sharing a special story about a success story with one of your adults that entered the program, that might be something special.
You know, every moment is so uplifting. We have a young adult that comes to exercise classes in a wheelchair. He comes with his aide. He had a stroke. He can only move one side of his body. His aide helps him move through the exercises. We feel him through every exercise. We feel his spirit. And so does the teacher. And the teacher said, you know, it doesn't matter if you can't move. It doesn't matter. Your chi, your inner power, your inner energy is moving. That's it. That's, and we all felt that. So whatever level of disability, ability, anything you have, you will feel movement. You will feel joy.
That's great. Well, that's the whole story in a nutshell, Susan. It's beautifully put. And, you know, we want to see you succeed. And, you know, so we need your help out there, listeners. You know, so, you know, you can go to Life with Joy. Website, you go to lifewithjoyinc.com. You can make a nominal donation, find out how you can contribute on the website. You can read more about them. And we'll be sure, Susan, also to put all the information up on autismradio.org's website.
Thank you.
The information with the podcast as well. And we hope that you guys come out. I mean, you know, I know last minute plans, you know what? You're not doing anything. It's a Saturday night. It's a great night out, cocktail party with Life with Joy. It's at Three Fox Run in Andover, Green Township, New Jersey. And they have so many different things going on. You got the silent auction. You got an art show. You got a raffle. You got jazz music by Victor Burke's music performance. You got the Marfani drum dance and song with wine and courtesy of the Wine Library. You got appetizers and desserts by Life with Joy Caterers, which is very exciting. So, and all this stuff is homegrown. A lot of your stuff is right from the garden.
Yeah, and cooked by our hands and cooked by Chef Gary Kolb. And I think you'll have a great time. And we also have housing residents. If you have a young adult that is looking for housing, just get in touch with us. If you can't come Saturday, get in touch with us. So we love what you guys are doing at Autism Radio. We support you. We all have the same philosophy, which is we want to support our community. We can make things better. Why not?
Absolutely.
Why not? That's what
Absolutely.
We're here for.
It's about supporting the whole community as a whole. Because as a community, if we work all together, we could do so many better things and more things in the community to really help families and adults with autism as well as the children with autism. There's just so much work that needs to be done, and I love what you guys are doing. I'm very excited to hear about your program and to learn about it because I know one day my son's going to be 21, and I'm going to be looking for things to do, and you have some great information out there to work with. The DDD is phenomenal, and you know, just you have so much knowledge that you can share as well and help so many families that kind of get to that point where they don't know what to do, and now this gives them some options, you know.
Yes, you're not alone. There's a lot of support out there, and if you don't know how to access us, call us. We'll help you. There is support out there.
Well, that is so great. And Susan, we really thank you for spending some time with us today. I know you're super busy getting ready for tomorrow night. We just, you know, we want to thank you for spending some time with us on Hope Saves the Day.
Thank you for having me.
You know, and hopefully you guys are listening out there. You know what? You come out and join them October 8th tomorrow and, tomorrow night. And, come out and support them. And if not, like I said, you can go to their website, learn more about it. It's a great community in Sussex County. It's a tremendous, you know, workshop, and they have so many different activities that they keep adding to their program as it grows. You know, right now, Susan, real quick, how many adults do you have in your programs at any given time right now?
We are serving up to 40 adults. We try very hard to keep the classes 10 in a class, so everyone gets personal attention, we are working, we have a program or an event or something every single day of the week. So if you have time on the weekends, come for cooking on Saturday, come for yoga on Sunday. We got a beautiful grant to put in a complete gym in the basement. We have exercise equipment. We are supporting Special Olympics to train for powerlifting and for swimming. So every day of the week, something is going on somewhere.
Oh, that's so great. And, you know, we look forward to Susan having a great relationship with Autism Radio and working together and how we can help each other. So we, you know, thank you for all your hard work and of course, Gary, and then, of course, your son, Arthur. So
yes, thank you.
You know, as I always say, you know, my son is the voice of Autism Radio, whereas Arthur is the, you know, the driving force behind Life with Joy, you know, so.
Yes, yes, and I'm sure you feel the same way. The most important thing is we never want our adults to be warehoused. We never want our adults to feel isolated. So we're creating a world where people of all abilities can interact and feel safe and happy. So many of our adults, I know Arthur, he can't take crowds. He can't take noise, many of our adults. So we at Life with Joy have created a safe environment, almost 4 acres. If your young adult needs quiet, they can find it there. We're keeping the classes small. Our teachers are the highest quality. So over and over again, we don't want a warehouse. We don't want a group home. We don't want, no, this is a real wonderful life choice for all of us.
Well, that's great, Susan, and we look forward to the future of what you guys are doing. It's just phenomenal. Want to tell all the listeners, go to lifewithjoy.com, check out the website, and like I said, hopefully you're able to come out tomorrow night and join them for their great event. Susan, want to thank you for spending some time with us again on the program. We like to wish all our listeners a great week as always, and remember, everybody, until next time, hope saves the day. Take care, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. There you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day.